We would like to welcome you to the March 8th, 2023 Historic District Board of Review meeting. The purpose of this board is to promote the educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the City of Savannah. This board is appointed by City Council and is not affiliated with any for-profit or nonprofit organization. Preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards established in the City of Savannah zoning ordinance are the basis for evaluating the compatibility of changes and new development. The board cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinance. Items such as landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, and impact on property values are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in the issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for a decision. At this time, please make sure that your cell phones are muted. And if you are joining us virtually, please make sure that you're also muted there as well. Sign postings. Members of the board receive packages containing applications in the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Were there any projects that were not posted this month? Okay, hearing none, we will move on to the consent agenda. These agenda items have been found by the preservation officer to be in accordance with the preservation standards, visual compatibility factors, and design standards, and have apparent consensus with no known objections from the public. We have two items on the consent agenda this month. Number one is the petition of William H. Triplett, 23-00744-COA, 430 Habersham Street, Rehabilitations and Alterations. And the second is the petition of Lynch Associate Architects, 23-00745-COA, 116 West Taylor Street, Rehabilitation and Alterations. Is there any member of the public or any board member who wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Gwen, so moved.
Do I have a second?
Rowan, second.
Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Okay. If your item was on the consent agenda, it has been approved. You are welcome to leave or stay as you like. Next is the adoption of the agenda for this meeting. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thompson, second.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Altshuler, and Mr. Thompson seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next is the approval of the minutes for last month's meeting on February 8th, 2023. Those minutes have been attached to your agenda. Is there a motion to approve the last month's meeting minutes?
Gwen, so moved.
Thank you, Ms. Gwen. Do I have a second?
David, second.
Thank you, Mr. Altshuler. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. There are no items requested to be removed from the final agenda, so we will move on to the continued agenda. These applications have been requested to be continued to the following meeting in April. There is one, the petition of Felder & Associates, 23-000197-COA, 27 Barnard Street, Alterations and Additions. Is there a motion to continue the items on the continued agenda?
Higgins, so moved.
Do I have a second?
Thompson, second.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. The motion to approve the continued agenda has been approved and passed. We have one item on the request for extension this month, the petition of Eco-Friendly Contractors Andre Gadson, 21-000511-COA, 537 East Congress Street. He's requesting a six-month extension request. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yeah, I have a question. Is 6 months the usual request?
It is now.
It is.
New zoning ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So now a COA is good for 2 years instead of one, and you can then you can request 1 6-month extension.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the request for extension.
Do we have a second?
Rowan.
Thank you. Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. With that, the extension has been approved. Now we will move on to the regular agenda. Staff will present the application with a recommendation. The petitioner will then have the opportunity to respond to the recommendation. We ask that the petitioner limit their presentation to 10 minutes or less and only address items identified as inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by this board. The public will then have the opportunity to comment, after which the petitioner may respond to public comment. Sorry, I lost my place. The board will then go into board discussion, at which no further testimony is received unless specifically requested of and granted by the chairwoman. We will structure board discussion by going around to each board member 2 times for comment. You do not have to provide comments if you do not have any. If you're joining us virtually, please make sure that you locate your control panel and use the raise your hand feature, and I'll be notified and call on you by name. Go ahead. Oh, the first item on the regular agenda is the petition of JDH Decks and Fences Incorporated, 23-000376-COA, 714 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard Fence.
Thank you. This is Jamie Zerillo presenting the staff recommendation for 714 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The petitioner is proposing to install a 6-foot high fence in the rear of the property, which will run 109 feet in length on East Hall Lane at the intersection of MLK. This is this proposed site plan. So this is the rear yard of this building where parking is. It will run 109 feet from the rear of the building to the property line of the adjacent parcel. This is the proposed elevation. It's an extruded aluminum fence. And this is context of the lane. This is the subject parcel, and this is the adjacent property. Again, this is the subject parcel looking towards MLK. And so staff only has one major comment with this, which forms our one condition, is that there's a standard which states that a masonry base shall be used with iron or extruded aluminum fencing. And the standard is pretty clear on what that entails. So staff's recommendation is to revise the aluminum fence to have a masonry base or apply for a special exception from the standard. But with that, our recommendation is to approve with that one condition. And I'll answer any questions that you have, staff.
Does anybody have any questions for Jamie? Okay. Thank you. Would the petitioner like to come forward? Make sure you state your name for the record, okay?
My name is Shirley Mack Miller.
Are you here to represent the church?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Do you have anything to add to what Jamie presented?
That we would like to have a special recommendation other than using the masonry part, other than using the masonry base for the fence.
Okay, so you don't want to use the masonry base. You want it to be approved the way that you applied.
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
No more than we were just using it for security reasons, mm-hmm. because we had a tenant that was in the back that was recently where he was burglarized, as well as car was stolen and was used as far as the two people that was burglarizing him use a gun.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
We're just using it for safety calls.
Gotcha. Okay. Does anybody on the board have any questions for the applicant? No? Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there a member of the public that would like to comment? Virtually or in person? No? Okay. Okay. At this time, we'll now go into board discussion. Mr. Altshuler, I will start with you.
I have no comment.
Okay. Ms. Rowan?
No comment.
Mr. Higgins?
Just a clarification. So they do want the special exception so they do not have to use the masonry base?
Yes.
Yeah. Do they have to reapply?
I believe, yes. Yeah. Jamie said that we would have to approve this application with the condition that they would apply for the special exception. Anything else? No? Okay. Mr. Thompson?
Yeah. Would you mind showing the Hall Street proper side? I had trouble. I was trying to see it on Google Map, but I don't see it. I don't remember. Is that where all the parking
right.
is?
The so if you're looking on Google Maps, the lane isn't on Google Maps because the lane was paved recently. So you won't be able to find it on Street View.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I remember parking there many times. Go to the restaurant there. Is that still there? Anybody? Doesn't matter. Okay, thank you.
But the lane would be right here.
Yeah, thank you.
So it's right down here.
Hmm.
This is if you're looking north Montgomery.
Do you have any other questions?
Oh, sorry, no.
Okay. Ms. Quinn.
I think it's just, again, a procedural question. It would be approved with the recommendation that they come back and not continue to allow them time to make a difference.
Jamie said staff recommendation is to approve with the condition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they come back and apply for the special exception request.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll go around again just one more time, just in case. Mr. Altshuler?
Still no comment.
Okay. Ms. Merlin? No comment. Mr. Higgins?
No comment.
Okay. Mr. Thompson?
No comment.
Okay. And Ms. Quinn?
Nothing further.
Okay. At this time, we will now entertain a motion.
Higgins? I recommend that the Savannah Historic District Board of Review approve the request for MPC file number 23-000376, which is 714 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, for the new fence with one condition that they revise the aluminum fence to have a masonry base or apply for a special exception from the design standard, which requires a masonry base.
Do I have a second? Okay. Mr. Altshuler, how do you vote?
Aye.
Ms. Rowan?
Aye.
Mr. Higgins?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Ms. Gwen?
Aye.
Okay. With that, the request has been approved with conditions. The next item on the regular agenda is the petition of Felder Associates 23-000140-COA 250 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, alterations and special exception request.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Ethan Higman, presented for staff. This is, again, 250 MLK Junior Boulevard coming in for alterations to the building. This is the Old Town Trolley Building, as many of you guys are aware of. A little bit of history on it. It actually used to be a Dairy Queen with tribes through service back in the day. But so they're also requesting a special exception of this property, and that is for the commercial storefront's configuration standard, which reads storefront glazing shall extend from the sill or from a 18 to 24 inch base of contrasting design or material to the lintel. Looking at the drawings, As I stated in the pre-meeting, the objective of this project is to give staff more office space in the rear, provide them some privacy while opening up the retail space in the front to allow for better fenestration patterns on the sidewalk so people can walk by, come in, buy their trolley tickets, and ride the trolleys. So here's the existing elevation facing north towards the river. What they're proposing to do is take out the storefront system and match it with the existing wall material. This would be facing south. On this side, they're actually opening up the wall and putting in the storefront system so you're able to see when you're coming south down MLK. This would be the part that they're asking for the special exception on, as this they would not have that 18 to 24 inch contrasting base, which staff is recommending approval for that special exception as well. And then in the rear, they're creating a new opening for a new door, which meets the standards, and adding transom lights to the top of the two rears in the back to allow for entrance for staff. With all of that said, we are recommending approval for the alterations of this non-contributing building and also approval for the special exception of the storefront, commercial storefront configuration. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns for Ethan? No? Thank you. Would the petitioner like to come forward? I mean, if you don't have anything to say, you don't have to.
I don't, unless you have a question.
Does anybody have any questions for her? Yeah, I'll say, since you're here, we'll just have you like check in for the record and we'll do the official, just so it shows that you were here.
My name is Gretchen Callejas. I'm with Felder and Associates, and I'm here to check in.
Thank you. Nobody has questions for her, correct? Okay, thank you. Is there a member of the public that would like to comment? Online or otherwise? No? Okay. At this time, we'll now go into board discussion then. Ms. Gwen, I'll start with you.
No comments.
Mr. Thompson.
No comment. I do have a quick comment. I think the exception in this case is really common sense about what should be done there.
I agree. Mr. Higgins.
No comment.
Ms. Rowan.
No comment.
And Mr. Elschler.
No comment.
Okay, well, since nobody really had anything to say, we won't go around a second time. At this time, we will now entertain a motion.
I'm terrible at this.
Okay, take your time. We're not in a rush.
Like to make a motion to approve the staff recommendation and approve the special exception request for 23-000140 COA 250 Martin Luther King Drive Boulevard as recommended by staff.
Okay. Do we have a second? Thank you, Ms. Rowan. Okay. Ms. Gwen, how do you vote?
Aye.
And Mr. Thompson? Mr. Higgins?
Aye.
Ms. Rowan?
Aye.
And Mr. Altshuler?
Aye.
Okay. With that, the application has been approved with the condition and the special exception has been approved. Man, we are knocking through them today, guys. Okay. The next is the petition of David Bloomquist, 23-00588-COA, 21 West York Street, Rehabilitation and Alterations. And Mr. Higgins is recusing himself, which is why he is leaving.
Good afternoon. This is Caitlin Chamberlain. The applicant is requesting brick repointing, brick repair, in-kind brick replacement in areas with disintegrated brick, stabilization of a brick wall, and the installation of two security lights on the west wall of 21 West York Street. For some historical context, 21 West York Street was constructed circa 1890. It is a contributing resource within the National Historic Landmark District and the local Savannah Downtown Historic District. It is a two-story brick structure connected to a row of other brick structures that served commercial and residential functions. The building currently functions as the Wright Square Bistro and is surrounded by other commercial businesses on and around Wright Square. The building as it stands today was likely constructed between 1895 to 1898. The 1884 and 1888 Sanborn maps show other structures on the block of York Street between Bull and Whitaker Streets, but the lot where the current 21 West York Street is located had a two-story frame structure on it. Interestingly, the west wall is shown to be brick. So that might be why the brick might appear to be older. Maybe they incorporated some of that into this. But city directories from 1890 through 1894 have no listing for 137 York Street, which is the lot that the present 21 is at. But the 1895 and 96 directories list Savannah Steam Dye Works as the address at 137. The first Sanborn map that the current structure appears on is 1898, and is noted with the 21 West York Street address, also in the 1897 city directory. On the 1898 map, the green color of the rear portion is listed in the map key as special, but doesn't indicate whether the structure was masonry or wood, but it was ironclad. However, the 1916 map shows a rear structure that is ironclad with a wood frame. So it's possible that was the same. But by 1916, there was a steam and dry cleaning business, and between 1955 to 73, it was noted as a furniture store. The 1953 Sanborn map is the first one to show the brick addition on the rear. So for findings generally, staff finds the project is visually compatible and meets the standards. However, to ensure the work is aligned with the Historic District Board of Review repointing policy and preservation brief to repointing mortar joints and historic masonry, staff recommends that the applicant complies with the following procedures. That is, provide staff with clarification about which of the five mentioned mortar types, as established by the American Society for Testing and Materials, will be used in the project. Provide a mortar sample to staff, and once that is approved, determine an appropriate area for the 4x4 test area. MPC staff will meet on site to ensure it is appropriate to proceed. With regard to the three steel straps to be used to stabilize the wall separation, the applicant cited the nearby U.S. Post Office building as an example of how they would like to proceed. And that can be seen here. And here a little closer up. And then this here is the actual building showing where the separation is occurring. The applicant provided images of the proposed steel straps for this project. Staff recommends that the straps are installed through the mortar joints rather than the historic brick. Mm-hmm. As for the two proposed security lights, this is the type, but in a darker color, to kind of blend more into the building. Staff found they're in scale to the building and less invasive than previous alterations to the side of the building, such as the parking signs installed on some of the painted lettering, but also recommends they're installed through the mortar joints instead of the historic brick. So with that all being said, staff recommends approval to repoint mortar, repair cracked brick, replace damaged brick with in-kind materials, stabilize the wall, and install security lights for the historic resource located at 21 West York Street, with the following conditions to be submitted to staff for final review and approval, because the work is otherwise visually compatible and meets the standards. One, provide information regarding which of the five above mentioned mortar types will be used. Two, provide a mortar sample to staff prior to the start of the 4x4 test patch area, and then upon approval, schedule a time with staff to observe. And three, install steel straps and light fixtures throughout the mortar joints rather than the historic brick. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I have one question. Was there any plan that I just thought of? Is there a plan to paint the steel straps?
Were
they
yes.
Just, yeah. Or yes. That brown color that was included? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Does anybody else have any other questions, comments, concerns for staff? No? Okay. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Would the petitioner like to come forward?
Good afternoon. My name is David Blomquist.
Do you have anything to say?
Well, I did submit a package of the mortar that we intended to use, and I'm wondering if that is okay, or do we need additional information to be provided?
So, yeah, we do have that. I'll show here. I forget which page it's on.
Because it's 3.5, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But just about the mixture that will be used.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions for the applicant? No. Thank you, Mr. Blomquist.
One clarification, the metal straps,
mm-hmm.
That red color was actually for the conduit for the lights.
Mm-hmm.
We had intended to paint the metal straps black because the front face of that pilaster is black, and it just seemed to blend better if we stayed with that.
Okay. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a member of the public that would like to comment? No? No? Okay. At this time, we'll now go into board discussion. Board discussion. Mr. Altshuler.
No comment.
Ms. Rowan.
No comment.
Mr. Thompson.
No comment.
Ms. Gwynn.
No comment.
Okay, now we will entertain a motion.
Gwynn, I move that the Savannah Downtown Historic Board of Review approve the petition number 23-000588-COA, provided the conditions outlined in the staff recommendation are met.
Do I have a second?
Altshuler, second.
Okay. Ms. Gwynn, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Thompson?
Aye.
Mr. Higgins had to recuse himself. Ms. Rowan?
Aye.
And Mr. Altshuler?
Aye.
Okay. With that, the application has been approved with conditions. The last item on the regular agenda is the petition of Greenline Architecture 23-000746-COA 2-10 East Bay Street Rehabilitation. Can we get Mr. Higgins back in? Okay. I thought you had, but go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is Caitlin Chamberlain again. I'm presenting for 2-10 East Bay Street. The applicant is requesting approval to rehabilitate the Thomas Gamble Building, 2-10 East Bay. Work includes removal of non-historic features, reestablishment of original entryways, reinstallation of original balconies, and removal of a mechanical deck and replacement with wood decking and railing. Non-historic features proposed for removal on the Bay Street / South elevation include fire escape stairs and railings, two doorways that were originally windows, reestablishment of original fenestration on the main entry level, and restoring two altered doors on the upper factors walk level to reflect the existing two original doors and configurations. Work also includes removal of non-historic guardrails replaced with compliant railings and the removal of HVAC equipment from the concrete beams to the roof. And just to give a visual of what I'm talking about, this is the HVAC equipment that is currently resting on concrete beams on the upper factors walk level. Upon relocation of the HVAC equipment to the roof, the applicant proposes to reestablish a wood deck area with appropriate railings. I get it. There is an circa 1890 photo that shows how the proposed deck is a return to an earlier form of this area. Sorry for that. Doesn't want to stay put. All right. Moving on with these proposed alterations, this will be the rendering of the complete project of the south facade. On the River Street elevation, the historic balconies are proposed to be reinstalled. And that can be seen here. The applicant also proposes to remove an existing duct chase and relocate it to the interior. For some historic context, the Thomas Gamble Building was constructed in 1877 and is a contributing resource within the Savannah National Historic District, Landmark District, and the Downtown Historic District. It is the last building along Factors Walk and is adjacent to City Hall. The building is currently vacant but is being rehabilitated on the interior to be used again as office space for the city of Savannah. In May of 1943 and again in 1956, alterations were made to the building. The architectural drawings were created by Cletus and William Bergen and are on file at the Georgia Historical Society. It is possible that many of these alterations are still seen today, such as the changing of storefront windows into doors and the addition of the fire escape stairs. It is not clear when the balconies were removed from the north elevation, but the city does have them in storage to be reinstalled. Generally, staff finds this project is visually compatible and meets the standards. However, to ensure that the work is aligned with Preservation Brief 22, the preservation and repair of historic stucco, which also discusses total replacement, staff recommends the applicant provides a stucco sample prior to the start of the project to ensure it's a good match for the existing historic stucco. The applicant mentioned that for areas where stucco cleaning is needed, they will follow the cleaning standards outlined in this preservation brief, which involves gentle pressure washing, soft bristle brushes, and non-ionic detergent if necessary. With regard to the replacement windows and doors, the applicant has noted in the drawings which ones will be changed or replaced. In-kind replacements are mentioned, and the use of the Kolb Heritage Series double-hung windows to match the existing windows for replacement on the top level. The applicant mentioned over the years, some of the windows have been replaced, but the in-kind matches will be visually compatible with the existing windows. And based on older photographs, it's possible to identify the style. Drawings also show how the replacement doors will be created based off of the existing historic doors, and upon discussing with the applicant, they will be created by a local mill worker. However, staff does recommend that the final design and specifications of the reproduction windows, doors, and wood paneling on the main entry area are submitted to staff for review and approval prior to starting the project. While staff visited the site, it was noted that new paint would be necessary in the process, and that the reproduction doors, panels, and windows would also require paint. Thus, staff recommends that the applicant provides paint color samples for all areas to be painted prior to starting for staff review and approval. Staff also would like to note that there is some work proposed on the roof, but it will not be visible from the public right-of-way. This is shown on the sightline map provided by the applicant and verified on-site by staff. The applicant also noted that if the HVAC equipment turns out to be visible from the public right-of-way, they will apply for a COA for mechanical screening. And with that, the staff recommends that approval for the rehabilitation of the Thomas Gamble Building, 2 through 10 East Bay Street, with the following conditions to be submitted to staff for final review and approval because the work is otherwise visually compatible and meets the standards. 1, submit a stucco sample. 2, submit the final design for the reproduction doors, wood panels, and windows. And 3, submit color samples. And with that, I will turn it over to you all if you have any questions.
Anybody have any questions for Caitlin? No? Okay, thank you. Would the petitioner like to come forward?
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Keith Howington with Green Line Architecture, and we are glad to be here today. So I'm available for any questions you may have, and we are in agreement with these staff's recommendations.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Keith? No? Thank you. Is there a member of the public that would like to comment? No? Online? Man, okay. At this time, we'll now go into board discussion. Mr. Altshuler.
It's a marked improvement from what's there. And just looks terrific in my architectural language, I'll say.
Ms. Rowan. No comment. Mr. Higgins.
No comment.
Mr. Thompson.
I would like to say that having spent a lot of time in that building over the years and walking up to it, it's going to be wonderful to see the type of improvements. I do have one quick question I should have asked the applicant, but is there going to be a restoration on the inside also?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'll let you answer.
That's a dumb question, I know. But
yes, sir, Mr. Thompson, it is. Right now, currently, we're doing a selective demolition, so we're removing all of those partitions that are not original. We're getting back to those original bays of the four demising walls and, of course, keeping any of the fireplaces and those vaults and all of the nice architectural details. We've actually discovered some really neat things in the ceiling already. And I was going to mention on a couple of the doors on Upper Factors Walk that I had actually called for them to be replaced. I'll bring that back at a future date, of course, because that's part of the staff's. But we've actually uncovered the back of those, and those are old freight doors that actually open up. So
oh, that's
we'll
cool.
probably be leaving those okay. in place and maybe even replicating them or something. Anyway, we're going through all kinds of discoveries, and I'd love to give you a tour. I'm sure the city would love to give you a tour, but we're finding really nice little details all over the place right now. So
that's awesome.
But long story short, we're getting rid of all of everything that I don't think that building's probably ever been renovated since 1870. I think it's just been added into and added into. And so some of the ceilings, well, you know, the original ceilings are at 12 foot and they had mechanical ceilings. I mean, mechanical, then they drop a ceiling, they put another mechanical unit and drop the ceiling. So got down to about 8 feet in some of the rooms. We're getting all of that stuff out of there back to the original heights and plastered and everything. So,
oh, cool.
It's going to be neat. Okay. Okay. It's going to be beautiful.
Anyway, do you have any other questions? Or are you good? Ms. Gwynn?
No comment.
Okay. At this time, we will now entertain a motion.
Rowan? Let's see, I move that the Savannah Downtown Historic Review Board approve the petition number 23-00746-COA 2-10 East Bay Street, provided that the conditions outlined in staff recommendations are met.
Okay, do we have a second?
Altshuler second.
Okay. Mr. Altshuler, how do you vote?
Aye.
Ms. Rowan?
Aye.
Higgins?
Aye.
Thompson?
Aye.
And Gwynn?
Aye.
Okay. With that, it's been approved with conditions.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let me get to my... Okay. Next on the agenda is I'm going to read through the approved staff reviews. You got to see all of those attached to your agenda. And then we will vote for acknowledgement. So bear with me. There's a couple.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I have a question. Is it legally mandated since this agenda is published and is available for you to
yes.
read all those?
I've been told previously in the past that I have to. So, yes.
Okay. Gotta wait
that is you. Why I do it every meeting.
okay. I
know. It's
you
a
weren't
lot.
Doing it for fun.
That's no. Sure. Yeah. I was totally doing it just because I wanted to. So anyway, I've asked the same question, so you're not the only one. The number 12, the petition of Ryan Work, 23-000752-COA, 301 East River Street, pressure washing of exterior stucco and painted brick walls. 13 is the petition of Southern Roof and Woodcare, 23-000663-COA-128 West Taylor Street, installation of new downspouts on west facade. 14, the petition of Lynch Associates and Architects, 23-000665-COA-30 and 32, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, amend previous COA, which was number 20-005064-COA. The petition of Pharrell Click, 23-000687-COA, 107 West Gordon Street, paint color change and shutter installation. 16, the petition of Ellsworth Design Build, 23-000664-COA, 535 East Perry Street, repair work to bricks and window replacement. The petition of Roof Hunters, 23-000428-COA, 301 West Jones Street, replace roof shingles. The petition of David Cutlip and Patricia Mays, 23-000447-COA, 552 East Charlton Street, color change. The petition of Meredith Stevens, 23-000455-COA, 619 East Broad Street, after the fact, color change. And lastly, the petition of Dorim, Construction and Preservation LLC, 23-000375-COA, 414 Tatnall Street, brick repointing with condition. All in favor of acknowledgement, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Great. Next is the attached is the reports regarding the work begun without a certificate of appropriateness or deviates from prior approval or exceeds the scope of work. Those were attached to the agenda. Also attached is the reports of items that were deferred to staff. And under notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments, there were there's the packets of inspections completed by staff for March, and then also the stamped drawings for March as well, or for the March report as well. We have no other business listed under other business unless somebody has something that they want to bring up.
I do.
Okay, go ahead, Chair. Tom.
I notice there are quite a few my computer's giving me trouble here. Quite a few reports on work done without a certificate of appropriateness time. And includes a 222, is that West or East Gwinnett?
That's East Gwinnett.
In fact, he's not only, they're not only in the one, but they're in another category. So,
yes.
I don't know.
Mr. Higgins shares your concerns. We've talked about that.
Okay. In the past, I think we being the Planning Commission, walk neighborhoods with a flyer and put them in every house to put them on notice. There's a lot of like people painting their house or doing other things like that. Might be a good project for the Savannah Historic Foundation to gather all their members out onto the street.
Yeah.
But it pays some dividends, but we always get crosswise with the new tenant who doesn't get informed by their realtor, you know, about the whole
thing.
That's
something that I've talked to HSF about for a couple times.
Anyway, I've said my piece on that, but
you have a valid concern.
It's a burden on staff to have this going on. So,
well, and it's just the amount of things that we get after the fact also is frustrating because then, you know, we've been a part of the board where, you know, big scopes of work have happened after the fact, and then we have to make a decision about, well, should they have to redo it? Is it okay to, you know, meet the standards? Maybe not the best of what they could have come up with, but that's a valid, it's a valid thing. And maybe I need to have that conversation with HSF about what to do about that. Anyway, any other business? Yeah. Have something to add?
The HPC they haven't had a subcommittee meeting in a few months, but they've been talking about similar concerns. Mm-hmm. They've talked about a flyer as well. Mm-hmm. So there might be something happening there too.
Okay. Do you mind connecting us with, or me at least, with them?
Yeah, the new chair is Kathy Ledvina. Oh, with the subcommittee.
Yeah, with the subcommittee.
Oh, Rebecca Fenwick is who's, but they, like I said, it's been since before she had her baby that they've gotten together. So,
okay.
But they've
and I talk to her frequently, so I can
shared
always,
your concerns.
Yeah.
So
I can always reach out to her about it. Anything else? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn? Okay. Meeting adjourned. Yeah. Okay.